Okay, this is activation number one for Tubok. March 2014. Okay, we're going to breathe into the brain through the nose and exhale through the mouth. Now create the intention that you're bringing the light into the brain. As you breathe in, you're going to breathe into the belly and then up into the lungs. Okay, palm chakras facing upward. Feet connected with Earth Mother. Again, breathing up into the brain. Allow a clearing in the brain. Gently releasing through the out-breath all excessive energies. Okay, now clear your mind of everybody else's thoughts. Okay, begin to release from the brain everyone else's requirements of you, obligations, and all of that. Okay, deep breath and let the vortex of energy move very gently through the spine all the way down into the sacrum, into the pelvic region, basically into your physical base, your hips, base of your spine. Relaxing the fingers, the toes, relaxing the forehead, the neck muscles, shoulders. Relaxing your face. As you relax, you become more aware. As you relax, you become more peaceful. As you relax, you become more calm and serene. And the deeper you are relaxed, the more awake, alert, and conscious you are. Okay. Now let's all together visualize putting your ego in the bowl again. Okay, automatically now you're going to detach from your emotional body, your pain body. Tribal consciousness, the pain of the world. The pain within the family, the pain within the workplace. And you're going to detach from all astral reflections upon the earth. You're going to imagine tapping your thymus gland to enhance your immune system. Okay, now here's the protocol. So as you start to go into meditation or prayer every day, after you reach this point here of relaxation, now you're going to invoke the four pillars of light in the actually the four faces of this building. So we could basically make it east, west, north, and south direction. There will be four different, yet the same, pillars of light, or vortexes of light, that are creating a very sacred space for you. It is building a cocooning effect. This cocooning allows your body to open up to receive. It allows your mind to open up and become more conscious. Now, as we do this, we're going to call forth the gatekeepers, the pillar holders. And those beings of Christ and light who assist you in receiving and offering the work onto the earth plane. And during the course of this retreat, you will be receiving the tonal and musical calibration of the divine frequencies that stimulate and initiate self-transformation, which you would call personal healing. And clear recognition of your life purpose. Okay, staying awake and alert. We're going to call forth now the Council of 14. And they will be placed within your field at the appropriate nodal points, and they will assist you in learning the work, in expressing the work, and in understanding the work. These are cosmic beings. We're going to call forth your inner child to receive throughout the course of this retreat. and for your guardian angel or angels to be more connected with you and to be more obvious and to make themselves known to you. We call forth your soul group, your destiny group, as well as your homeworld energies. So take a nice, slow, deep breath of the light. Allow it to circulate through your whole body. We call forth the rest of the team of archangels, ascended masters, beings of great light and presence from the inner realms, including all the realms of heaven, moving into more self-awareness, staying alert while being very relaxed. We're going to call forth the brotherhoods and sisterhoods of light. Now take awareness up into the Ajna center at the forehead, breathing deeply, continuing to let go of the old, Okay, we're going to breathe through the chest now. And then move the awareness from the chest down to the solar plexus. And then back up to the chest. Keep rotating the focus as you breathe in and out. We're going to begin to stimulate the subconscious. And all deeply repressed emotions and traumatic experiences that will include any birth trauma. Okay, now move up into the throat and alternate breathing in and releasing from the throat back to the chest, back to the throat, etc. You're going to receive now your healing team. And they can be a few to many. And they will be present as a group consciousness within your heart center. There will be a spokesperson for the group. And you can call that being a guardian. Now, also, you may call forth your ancestors to receive. Your pets and family, and those on the other side that may have recently departed suddenly. I'm going to use the purple infinity vibration. You begin to let that circulate through your field, through your brain, through the subatomic level of your body-mind. Your healing team, working with the Council of 14, are beginning to calibrate your body and your nervous system, your endocrine system, and your brain through your storage area so that you can integrate and begin to express the work through your hands, your voice, your eyesight, your hearing, your power of touch. So let's go into a few moments of silence to simply receive the gifts. Receive the work. We're moving into your still point, tapping into that still point. Tapping into your soul signature, your Divine Power Center. Want to align with the Earth Mother magnetically. So we're going to ask from the Archangel Kingdom a thorough cleansing of your magnetic field starting now. And lasting for the next 7 physical Earth minutes. This is much like a dusting, if you will, of your magnetic field, which expresses, in many ways, the nature of your emotional body and the health of your body. And you begin to slowly come back to the body. Take another deep breath all the way into the legs and the soles of the feet. Okay, another deep breath into the solar plexus and the heart center. Keep the channels open to your healing team and your guardian. Council of 14 and the pillars of light. Slowly open the eyes when you're ready to return. Be in the now. Drink some water. Stretch your body. And be present and in the now. Namaste.